Jeff Lewis Casiba is joining us this morning. He's the executive director of the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund. First off, it's good to meet you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me to your program, and it's great to meet you as well.
Yeah, you know, because what you do, as we were saying, I was remarking to you before we went on the air, what you do, what you represent, what you manage is the finish line for many people's life's work. That financial reward, the golden years, literally the term golden years, right? I mean, and that managing that some $34 billion in funds and what that represents to the working men and women in your retirement fund, that has to be a daunting task, Lewis.
Well, it isn't. Actually, I think it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
I have a great staff, great board of trustees, and we've been doing this for 75 years.
Been on the staff since 88.
I've been on the staff since 88. I've been executive director since 2001. What's kind of daunting are the numbers. First of all, we're a statewide organization from Zion to Cairo, Quincy to Danville, 174,000 men and women who work for local units of government, cities, counties, school districts. We cover the support staff in school districts. And when you think about it, they're the ones who create the environment so that people can learn. So it's a little humbling, but in one sense, it's an easy task. And part of the reason why it's an easy task is we're really well funded.
And that's the, $34 billion. And it's interesting when I read your financial report, $34.5 billion with 87.4% funded. Now, you mentioned 2001 is when you became executive director, which means you were executive director in 2008. And what it looked like from the bar graphs that I watched and looked at your annual report, that largely what you've been trying to do is regain some of those losses since 2008 to increase the funding while at the same time seeking returns. Oversimplification?
Nope. Absolutely accurate. Let me blow your socks off with a couple of numbers here. At the start of 2008, IMRF had $24 billion under management. By the end of the year, we had $18 billion in management. We lost $6 billion in that 1 year. But today, we're 34, and an update, we're about $35 billion at the end of October.
Good. Because this story, pensions and how they're funded, is not just an Illinois story. This is literally a worldwide story, worldwide pension debt. When you look at what people are talking about in money markets, they're talking about this, but the news isn't reporting it very much. This is a worldwide phenomenon, and for you to be able to achieve this, when I see so many pension debts in other countries and the United States, this is one of the biggest concerns in the financial world right now, period.
Well, you know, when you look at 2008 and those numbers I just mentioned, we were able to recover in part because we have a diversified portfolio. But when it comes to retirement savings, slow and steady wins the race. 2008, terrible year. At the same time, we didn't take our eye off the ball for the long term. We kept on with our diversified portfolio. You have to ride out, the bottom of the wave and the crest of the wave.
You're not a hedge fund manager.
We're not a hedge fund manager.
Long and strong meets the measure. 0.2% investment return in 2015?
Yeah, pretty low. Pretty low. 2015 was a difficult year. This year, we're looking at maybe 7 or 8% by the end of the year.
But when you look at over the years, that is what you're closer to, 7% and 8% when you look at long term. That's the way, because like I said, I'm not a money market guy, but when I was reading the report, I was looking at what I saw to be long term is 7% and 8% and goals in that 7% and 8% category as well.
Well, I don't want to be picky, Tom, but I will be. Going back to 82, the return has been 9.94% on average.
Who are the people that are in your retirement fund?
Well, I mentioned people for local units of government. So let's say school districts. It's going to be teachers' aides. It's going to be bus drivers. It's going to be people working in cafeterias, in village halls or city halls. It's going to be the civilian staff. It's not going to be the police and fire. It's going to be the clerks and the secretaries, the people who work on road crews, librarians. just a vast number of different people. And when you look at the county, for example, Williamson County, it's going to be your state's attorney. It's going to be the assistant state's attorneys. It's going to be public defenders. It is going to be a vast number of people. We even have doctors that are in IMRF because there's still some city hospitals and there's still some county hospitals.
Right. I see that. And what's interesting is here's the thing that I often think about, and being in administration as I have been in these last decades or so, that every time I've got somebody who's getting a 401k or we've got benefits going out for whatever, that I realize that it's not just that person, it's their family too. And that second order of effect, that there are other people that are counting on you. But I didn't realize that you do death benefits as well.
Right. So a couple of things. If a person is actively working and they are killed on the job or die from an illness, there are benefits that would be payable to a spouse. And once a person retires, if they pass or when they pass, and if they have a spouse that's eligible, the spouse is going to get a half of what their pension is. So it is a package, and it does really help support the family.
When I was looking over how retirement funds are used in different categories in Illinois, fire departments, all right, for the fire, firemen, women, I was going through the paper, and I found a little, there were limitations. You cannot invest in this. You cannot invest overseas. It has to be spent here. Do you have restrictions that you think would be better, you'd be better, more effective without? Because there are opportunities other places, and if you just think, this, my job is this one thing. I want to make sure Bob and Susan have their retirement funds, and that's my goal. And I think I can do it if I invest in a an entrepreneurial idea from Israel, one of the largest country with some of the largest U.S. patents, Israel, right? Entrepreneurs, I want to get on that, but I can't because I'm managing the fire. What are your limitations like?
Well, because we're a major pension system, and in fact, we're the second largest in the state, Illinois Teachers is the largest, 50th largest pension plan in the United States, we don't have limitations. The pension laws in Illinois are very complex. The major systems do not have limitations on how they're going to invest their money. When it comes to the local police and pension funds, and if you're a city or village with 5,000 in population, you have to establish a local police or fire pension fund. So, for example, Marion has a local fire pension fund, a local police pension fund. The General Assembly has put limits on where they can invest their money, and you identified one of the major limits is not being able to invest abroad. IMRF can invest anywhere that a prudent person knowledgeable about investments can invest. So we're in timber. We are in real estate. We are in international stock. We are in international bonds. We're in domestic bonds. We also own some permitting crops, things like vineyards and apples and almonds. So I want you to drink red wine and eat your almonds so you can live longer.
Done deal.
Okay.
Right now, somebody's listening to you. They've never met you. You're helping them with a retirement. For that member who's never had the opportunity to meet you and know you, as I have today, what would you have them know about how you take care of their money?
We are prudent, long-term investors. We are focusing on the best possible customer service that we can provide those individuals. I have an 8-member board of trustees that looks over the operations. They're constantly looking at our investments. I think my message would be, you have a secure retirement. We have a little tagline, locally funded and financially sound, and it's really true.
And that is, isn't that what people want to hear, Lewis? Really, that somebody who really is got skin in the game is taken care of, because in a time-starved world, that woman who's working at the courthouse in Murfreesboro is going there maybe because the insurance is great. And by the time they're done, maybe not so much left of their payroll as they'd like. But then they put into this retirement fund. They work. They fight. In the football metaphor, they're going downfield, and what you represent is the goal line. And I want somebody on my team who wants to make sure that I'm going to get across the finish. I'm going to get across that line with the ball.
Tom, it's kind of an interesting phenomenon. You know, when you go to work At age 20, you never think of retirement. You never want to contribute. Now, all of our members contribute to help fund IMRF and fund their retirement benefits. You get to be about 40, 45 in the goal line. That future does look like it's
becomes
on the—
becomes real, doesn't it?
It becomes real. And I can't tell you how many times I'll get a note that just said, God bless IMRF. I never thought I wanted to contribute to it, and now it's providing me a level of financial security. And our members also participate in Social Security. Social Security is a safety net. It's going to keep you out of poverty, but you want to do something more with your life than be in poverty once you retire after a career of working.
You want your golden years to, in fact, be golden.
Absolutely.
Right? Average retirement check per month, $1,047?
For people that retired in 2015, it's more like $1,700 a month.
Okay.
Yeah. Around $20,000
like
a
year. That. You throw that on top of the Social Security.
Right.
Maybe you have some other. Because I noticed that this is one of the other things you did. You give guidance to your members about how to save money, how to build money on their own, too. It's not just about the retirement fund. You're a source of information on how to manage yourself, period, financially. So that additional assistance.
Yes, and we have a number of publications that go to our members, but conceptually the idea in the pension industry was you needed a three-legged stool to have a secure retirement: Social Security, an employer pension plan like IMRF, and personal savings. You really kind of need all three.